Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we delve into the Monday night win over the Carolina Panthers and look ahead to a big showdown with the Green Bay Packers. And to analyze everything that's going on with the team, I brought on Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News and Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. And gentlemen, you look at the Eagles, they put 45 points, and of course they had help from defense and special teams. But on Tuesday, Chip Kelly said he wasn't pleased with the play of the offense. Les, in your estimation, were you surprised by his comments?
Not when I really thought about the game. I mean, by the end of the game, it was such a blowout that we'd kind of forgotten how the game started. If you look back at those first several drives, you know, they got the turnover quickly and had to settle for a field goal. They only gained 1 yard on that first drive. They did have some hiccups. They had a short yardage plays that didn't go well. It was not, you know, I think he also is looking at this week's matchup with the Packers and how the offense needs to be more efficient, that you're not playing the Carolina Panthers again, that you're going to have to really take advantage of every scoring opportunity against Green Bay.
Kelly, were you surprised by Chip's comments?
Yeah, and I mean, to echo what Les said a little bit, there were definitely some minor things. I mean, route mix-ups on the first drive that was an issue. And they didn't do very well. I mean, yeah, like Les said, they had, you know, 1 yard on the first drive. But on a larger scale, the run offense was non-existent. I mean, McCoy has 19 yards, I think it was, on 12 carries, only 20-something for the game. So I think Chip knows that they're going to win down the rest of the season, and they're going to win in the playoffs. They have to start running the ball. So I know they put up 31 points, but I can see why Chip would be concerned about what he saw from his offense.
Les, are you concerned about the run game in light of the fact that, look, on a night where the defense and special teams are doing what they're doing, Mark Sanchez played well as a passer, you didn't need the run game. Are you concerned about the run game?
My concern is I'm not enough of a tactician to really understand this, but it seems like to me that unlike teams that run like a power run game, I think you can really affect the Eagles' run game by bringing extra people. I think the spacing and the way that they block is such that you can shut down their run if you commit enough people to it, regardless of how well they're blocking or how well McCoy is running. And then the onus is on the quarterback to make the other team pay for bringing all those people down. And, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, I think, you know, as you get into cold weather, you might have some games where, and we're going to have a game this weekend, where maybe it's going to be hard to throw the ball down the field, you know, and if teams are going to make you do that to beat them, and you really can't just, you know, the Eagles like the athletic offensive linemen who aren't necessarily the biggest guys, and if you're not going to be able to just push people off that line of scrimmage, then yeah, I am a little bit concerned.
Well, let's talk about the quarterback play. Mark Sanchez, over 300 yards, 2 touchdown passes, and probably most importantly, no turnovers. Elliot, your estimation of Mark Sanchez's performance on Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, he played really well, and I think when I rewatched the tape, what really stood out to me was how fundamentally strong he was. You know, moving around in the pocket, but then before he's making the throw, he's stopping, he's setting his feet, you know, and he was very accurate with the ball. I mean, on the first couple drives, you know, he had some missed throws, but later in the game, you saw some of those touch passes, the one to Jordan Matthews where he put it right over the fingertips of the defender. So he played, I mean, he did everything you could ask for, and most importantly, like you mentioned, no turnovers, which is, I believe, the only game this season the Eagles haven't had a turnover. So, yeah, he was everything the Eagles could have asked for.
Les, your take on Sanchez's performance?
Yeah, I was really struck when Pat Shurmur talked to us about how he kept emphasizing the way Sanchez moved in the pocket. And I think, without not wanting to read too much into it, I think there was some concern with Nick Foles and the way he was handling pressure in the pocket, backpedaling, throwing off his back foot. Shurmur talked at length about Sanchez stepping up and, you know, what a better platform that gave him. It also gave him, put him in position if there was nobody open to gain some yardage by running. I was impressed by that. I really didn't think his passing was anything special. I really thought most of the throws that he made, Foles would have made just as well or better. But the field generalship, the 4-for-4 in the red zone, the stepping up in the pocket, the not turning the ball over, those were things that we have not seen so well from Nick Foles this season.
Now let's look real quick at the Eagles' defense. 9 sacks on Cam Newton. They scored a touchdown with Bradley Fletcher's pick 6. First game without D'Amico Ryans. Elliot, your thoughts on how they were able to perform?
I mean, at this point, I think you have to say the Eagles' defense is one of the more underrated units in the entire league. When you think about the public perception of them is that the weak point of the team and the pass rush isn't any good, but that just simply isn't true. I mean, going into the game last Monday, they pressured the opposing quarterback more than any other team in the league. And I'd imagine they're probably still number one after that showing on Monday. I mean, they create turnovers, they get to the quarterback, and, you know, they were stripping the ball for the fumbles, they have their interceptions, they scored a touchdown. I mean, there's really not much you could ask for the Eagles' defense to do other, you know, and what they've done.
Now, Les, still obviously a much bigger challenge this weekend going to Green Bay to face Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and it's really striking. The Packers are a different team on the road than they are at home this year. They're 4-0 at home, 2-3 on the road, and their scoring is like they score twice as many points at home as on the road. Now, the Eagles went in there and won last year, as everybody remembers,
but
Scott Tolzien was after Seneca Wallace went out on the first series,
yes.
I think it was. Scott Tolzien was quarterbacking the team. A little bit different than Aaron Rodgers, who's playing really at better than anybody in the league right now. But, you know, having picked the Packers to win some games early in the season, they didn't win. The quarterback is only as good as the people in front of him. And if the Eagles can get pressure, they can certainly do very well against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Ellie, you get to wrap us up here. The key for you this Sunday, Eagles-Packers.
I think Les kind of hit the nail on the head getting after Aaron Rodgers, but also I think the cornerback play. I mean, Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher had a really good game last week. And, you know, Jordy Nelson, this is why the Eagles have these bigger cornerbacks. They don't go with smaller guys outside. So Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher are going to have to do their job on Jordy Nelson, because I think when the Packers really succeeded this year, and you look at last Sunday night, Jordy Nelson's run wild. If you shut him down and get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think the Eagles, as long as the offense does the job, should be fine.
The Bears tried the no-coverage approach, it seemed like, last Sunday night with Jordy Nelson there. So he's Ellie Shore, ParchmentMedia.com. He's Les Bone for the Philadelphia Daily News. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us in this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.